Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I had this great conversation with my 13-year-old who got in my car after a workout. They're working out, kind of getting ready for the fall sports season, and he'd never really lifted weights before. And he's like, "Mom, I can't move my thighs. They hurt so bad." And I said, "Well, that's great, because tomorrow you get to go do it again." And he said, "I'm not doing it again. It hurts, and I just want to go lay on the couch." And I said, "No, no, no. Those are your muscles saying, 'I'm ready. I'm ready to grow.'"
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Well, and you know, it's funny. So I live in Los Angeles, and so I'm a typical Angeleno. So various stages of the last year, I've worked with a personal trainer. And of course, because you live in LA, like, your personal trainer isn't just any personal trainer. He's like had television shows on MTV and things like that. Such a fascinating guy. But so, you pay these trainers lots of money to work with you. And what's fascinating is when you pay a trainer, the next day after you work with your trainer, if you're not sore, you're actually angry.
Right.
Because you're paying, that's what you're paying money for. Like, I'm paying money for you to push me past my limits, because the evidence that you're doing that is that my muscles are sore. You know, so there's this idea of, like, bring it on. In fact, when I'm doing like bench pressing or leg presses or whatever, and I can't go any farther, my trainer will say, "You've earned only one more. You've only earned one more." And I'm like thinking, I don't want to do any more. But the way that he phrases that, you've only is to say, like, remember, you want to push yourself. And by the way, to all the leaders who are listening to this, imagine in your families or in your organizations, if any time there was structural change, anytime people were experiencing any kind of normal, healthy pain in terms of leadership growth, instead of saying, "I'll make it stop," they would say, "Let's make this count." Mm-hmm. Like, instead of saying, like, "Take it away," they would say, "Bring it on." Mm-hmm. And that is a powerful leadership culture, where any kind of turbulence, they don't say, "Oh, I don't want to be a part of this." And that's the job of a leader. Like Max Dupree said, that the definition of leadership is defining reality. And a large part of that is defining pain and helping people understand that pain isn't either good or bad. It's a resource for us to leverage for us to become healthier, more inspiring human beings.
Well, and that's a great segue to what you kind of talked about with being in community and being in these groups. You wrote in your book about working out and that you were doing it alone and that someone was kind of watching and they're like, "You're doing that wrong." And you found out that working out with a trainer, that must have kind of inspired you that maybe you need people to kind of help you along. How does that kind of transfer into having a group and being in community?
Yeah, well, in my experience as a coach, most people's visions are too small. In fact, I have like an operational bias that says anytime I meet any leader and I say what your vision is, I can only think maybe one time out of 1,000 have I ever met somebody and their vision sounded like, "Oh, that's about right." Mm-hmm. It's almost always too small.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.